9,000 city workers are on strike after their union, District Council 33, and the city failed to reach a deal on a new contract. Trash and other city services are impacted. KYW's Tim Jimenez is live at City Hall with more. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Matt. Yeah, that means that the city's contingency plan is in place. First things first, if there is an emergency, the city wants you to know 911 service is operational. The dispatchers are on strike, but they are managing to get through this, at least for now. But Philly residents will not have trash pickup as long as the strike is going on. The city will have 66 drop-off sites open, and officials are urging residents to wait until it's their normal trash day to bring that garbage to those sites so those places aren't overwhelmed. Recycling is only accepted at the 6 sanitation convenience centers, not the temporary drop-off locations that were set up. The city says public health services, water, street repairs as well, all those services are available, but response times could be slower. When it comes to parks and rec, only 24 city pools will be open and rec centers will close early. As for the airport, this should not affect flights, but custodial and maintenance in the building will be affected. And when it comes to the negotiations, it's not clear when both sides will talk again. And really, this is all about the money here. The union and the city just don't see eye to eye when it comes to how much these raises will be in a potential four-year contract, Matt. And this is actually the first DC 33 strike in 40 years, about close to 40 years. And when that happened back in the 80s, garbage piled up in the summer heat for 20 days. So a lot of frustration then. And, of course, the hope in this case is that it's not going to last that long.
All right. Thank you very much, Tim. That's KYW's Tim Jimenez joining us live this morning.